the San Joaquin Valley is riddled with opioid treatment gaps. In just Kern County, data suggest more than 4,000 people suffering from opioid use disorder lack access to effective treatment. As part of my ongoing series, In Recovery, I'm going to tell you about one Kern County woman who's made it her mission to connect her community to care. Earlier this spring, a few dozen people sat in a Bakersfield conference room in front of a table piled high with nondescript white boxes, each one about the size of a shoebox. Among those was Heather Menzel, who couldn't wait to grab as many as possible from the man sitting behind the table.
So how many do you guys want?
As many as we could all collectively get together.
Inside each one is a dozen smaller boxes of naloxone, the drug that can stop an opioid overdose cold.
So there's 48 in here.
All together?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This county and state-sponsored event provides training and free naloxone kits to community members all around Kern County. Menzel has nabbed about 60 kits to bring back to Lake Isabella, where she lives in the isolated Kern River Valley, about 40 miles outside Bakersfield.
For, I would say, regular everyday problems, there's not a lot of services, let alone a lot of services for people that have substance use disorders or alcoholism or mental health disorders.
This event is part of the state's naloxone distribution program, which has dispersed $16 million worth of the drug throughout California. In the Kern River Valley, Menzel and her colleagues say they know of at least three times the drug has been used. Critics say it enables drug use, but the medical community agrees it saves lives. Menzel says she's handed them out to users, providers, and also everyday people looking out for each other.
I want to cry just thinking about a couple of the people that I've given one to. They just feel like they're doing something when they feel so helpless in saving the life of their loved one.
4 years ago, Menzel was one of those people in need of help. But today, she's sober. The petite 36-year-old with bright eyes and a Hello Kitty tattoo on her left arm is a full-time student, full-time waitress, and full-time mom to a 4-year-old named Isabella Sunshine.
I'm going to turn my window down, Mama.
Okay, baby. Here, let me take your tap shoes off. Okay, I got you signed up for recital pictures tomorrow.
It's Menzel's busiest night of the week, and she hustles around the valley in her heavy-duty Ford Excursion.
Mommy!
First stop, drop Bella off at dance class. On her way to the door, Bella picks up something from the parking lot and goes to put it in her mouth.
No, don't touch it. That's disgusting.
I'll put it in my shoe.
No, I don't want that in your shoe. Gross.
While Bella's in class, Menzel and I sit down at a picnic table where she tells me her daughter was the turning point in her life, the thing that helped her turn her back on drugs for good. Menzel says she first used meth when she was just 12 or 13.
Before you know it, you know, you wake up and you're 18 and you haven't graduated high school, and all of a sudden you're not just a partier, you realize you're a drug addict, you know?
In her 20s, she says she switched from meth to heroin.
And I did heroin all the way up until I got pregnant with my first child at the age of 32, and that's when I got sober.
But she didn't just flip a switch. She had gotten into a medication-assisted treatment program where she got methadone every day, but the clinic was an hour away in Bakersfield.
But I was still homeless, in an abusive relationship, living in a garage. You know, I didn't have any money to get down there every day. When you can't get down there every day, then they eventually kicked me off, even though I was pregnant. They told me I was too much of a liability and that they couldn't help me anymore.
One night, it hit her what a bad spot she was in.
And I just remember crying out to God. I hadn't prayed in years, like the most earnest prayer I've ever prayed in my whole entire life.
She says around 4 a.m., the phone started ringing and ringing and ringing. Finally, she picked it up. It was her mother.
I'm going to start crying when I tell this part of the story.
They had been estranged for years, ever since Menzel had pawned her mother's wedding rings to feed her habit.
She said, they're going to let you back on treatment, and I'm going to drive you down there myself every day, and you're not going to lose this baby. And she did.
Those first few weeks were hard. But eventually, Menzel moved back in with her mom and stepdad. She had Bella, and earlier this year, she even finished methadone for good. Now she's helping take care of her niece, Jordan Mendoza, who adores Bella.
Did you have fun dancing?
Dancing.
The 27-year-old is recovering from meth abuse, and she says Menzel was there for her when Mendoza got out of prison a few weeks ago. She had served 10 months on felony burglary charges.
But she's the best positive influence I have. She's my best friend, you know what I mean? She comes home from work, and I'm like, woo, my friend's home, you know?
Positive influences are important in the Kern River Valley. This region of only 10,000 people consistently reports one of the highest rates of fatal opioid overdoses in the county. mostly from heroin, which also sends dozens of people to hospitals and emergency rooms each year. And of the county's 47 prescribers waivered to offer treatment medication, zero work in the Kern River Valley. Only one clinic and one independent therapist offer outpatient substance abuse counseling. The county, however, is working to improve those numbers, and the local hospital has a grant to expand access to substance abuse care. A new community action network is also doing its own grassroots work.
Oh, yeah, I probably got to go right now. What time is it?
5:13.
Okay.
And around a year ago, Heather Menzel helped establish a new recovery group.
Are you supposed to get anybody else? Is that it?
After Bella's dance class, Menzel shuttles friends over to Faith Community Church in Woburn Heights. It's their local chapter of the 12-step program Celebrate Recovery, where I love you is a normal part of conversation.
Salvation, grace, mercy, all that, God has given it to you and it's unlimited. But we still have to do the footwork. We have to do our part.
Before separating into support groups, the pastor delivers a sermon to around 40 enwrapped people. Two tell me it's the best recovery group they've ever joined.
Guys, thank you. Seriously, we're going to have we always close with the serenity prayer.
One of the organizers is Ron Hagler, who's recovering from meth and alcohol abuse. He went to high school with Menzel, and he attributes a lot of this positive momentum to her.
She makes time to help the next person. She engages and she recruits and she brings people to the table. She's got a heart of gold, and it's purely out of wanting to see the next person have help.
When she's not out and about, Menzel is studying to get a bachelor's degree in addiction counseling. Her hope that a medication-assisted treatment clinic offering methadone or buprenorphine will someday come to the Kern River Valley.
This is my home and this is my community, and now that I see all the beautiful things here, I want to be a part of that, and I want to use my degree locally to help our community. That's like the sole purpose.
And maybe someday, hundreds of boxes of naloxone won't be necessary. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.